Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we got a new intro today too.
Oh cool.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Betty Window. I'm your host, Effin Ronnie, and with me, as always,
the Zombie Master, and that is a badass intro, man.
Yeah, literally, I did it like within 30 seconds. I'm like, yeah, you know what, let me see if I can fit this thing, because I was working on Christian's show, and then I'm like, well, we need a new intro.
Well.
Get the fuck out of here.
I got something.
I cannot be serious because it's very important. Space.
Okay.
No,
I
literally put so many new sound drops in. We're going to have so much fun.
Oh, I got some interesting ones, too. Surprise, motherfucker.
Hold on.
You don't have that one, do you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I just added it.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I love that one. I use that one with the scammers when I fuck with them. No, I got it. So the CPA thing looks like, did you see the post he put up?
Yeah.
It's getting a lot of traffic. So for my first production, it's getting a lot of traffic. Hopefully it equals a lot of sales.
Yep. But yes, if this is the first time joining us, thank you for joining us. And where the hell have you been?
Yeah, where the fuck you morons been?
I'm your host, Effin Ronnie. I'm the leader, owner, not co-owner anymore. I am the full owner of the Nerdport Network.
Damn right.
This is the Betty Window where we dive deep into good, the bad, and the what the fuck was that in the wide world of sports and sports betting. There will be no second guessing anyone's conversations. You will hear it once, and if you don't like it, you will go back and re-listen.
Yep.
Like I said, I'm Effin Ronnie.
I'm the Zombie Master, as we've said before.
Yes, Ryan, a.k.a. the Stunt Cock, should be back shortly, and Christian will be joining us later on in the show. But yes, on tonight's show, we will talk about a boat race in Miami. Oh boy, we'll talk about a boat race in Miami.
Oh, yeah. You mean that bitch slapping that happened in Miami?
Yep. We're also going to talk about pretty much a big trade. We'll wait for Christian to come on, but a huge trade in basketball today, and some tiny bits and pieces here and there, plus our picks for college football and the NFL.
Not for long if you're going to keep playing like this, Denver Broncos.
Or the Chicago Bears, or the New York Jets, or the New York Giants.
Oh, speaking of the Jets, when we get into that, did you see the posts I sent you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've known about the Harbaugh stuff.
No, there's dissension in the Jets locker because of good old Mr. Wilson.
Well, he decides to open his mouth. He's done this more than once. So it doesn't really surprise me that the fucking locker room's starting to turn on him.
Bitch needs to go. But we'll get into that later.
I wouldn't say go, but he needs to freaking
go sit on the bench for a while.
Yeah, like he's going to see himself out of town.
Is Sam Darnold doing anything, or Geno Smith doing anything? Or?
Well, Geno's in Seattle right now.
I would take, you know what? I would take Geno Smith back in a heartbeat if it means we get rid of old
I can run everything because I'm Zach Wilson. I can run everything. Oh, shit, here they come. Oh, shit, I'm dead.
Yeah, well, I said.
If he stops fucking MILFs, he can actually play football. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, I'm not going down that road, but anyway. No, that's his mom, isn't it? Isn't she like the Instagram?
Oh, no, he was fucking his mom's friends.
Well.
Allegedly. But that came out of his mouth. He was fucking, he was banging his mom.
Stifler's mom?
I mean. Put the fuck in the sun!
If you get that reference, you know what. Congratulations, you get that reference. When I say Stifler's mom.
Shut up!
I'm not going to shut up. I'll never shut up, bitch. I have a cousin. I have a friend. I have a friend that might stop by from time to time. He's a heavy duty man. He's got an accent, boy. Don't ever bring him out. He's away right now, but he says he might be coming to Jersey to talk to everybody soon. So I don't know.
So Ryan said he was coming back.
Yeah, he said he was on his way home.
Okay, motherfucker knew the time.
He's the sun cock. He's got to launch himself from one job to another.
Uh-huh. Oh, so that's what they're calling it now?
Well. But no. So what shall we tackle waiting for our other comrades to join us?
Well, let me see what's in the news of, the baseball.
Well, one sad thing, we did lose a Hall of Famer yesterday, Brooks Robinson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, for anybody that knows, Brooks Robinson was the Orioles' third baseman for I don't know how many years he was. He was like 20-plus years. He was steady at third base, one of the best-hitting third basemen in Baltimore's history. Not the best, but one of the best. You know, sad that, you know, we lost. So it's another Hall of Famer gone, you know. I mean, it seems in the last couple of years we've lost a lot of good Hall of Famers.
But, yeah, but he also, just looking from photos, he didn't look like he was in good health.
Yeah, I know. But still, I mean, you know what it is? It's like, I actually remember hearing, because my grandfather was big, and my grandfather loved baseball, and he used to tell me stories about Brooks Robinson, how he watched him play baseball in the 69 World Series against the Mets. They said he damn near killed the Mets, you know, so.
Oh, we can talk about this.
But rest in peace, Brooks Robinson. Thank you for all you gave us, sir.
So 2 days ago, the Padres came out and said that they are cutting payroll.
Gee, there's a shocker.
They're cutting $53 million next year.
I guess that means Juan Soto's got going.
As of right now, no. I'll tell you who is going, though, is going to be pretty much half the fucking team because Snell was up for a new contract. He gone.
Darvish signed an extension. He's going to be there for a while.
He's got 7 years. Bogart's not coming back.
No, they signed him long-term. He signed long-term. He signed for
long-term. There it is. Sorry.
I think he's 10 or 11 years, I think.
Extensions hand out. They got Musgrove. Well, Musgrove wasn't that expensive. Musgrove was cheap.
Yeah, but is I don't know. Is he a free? I think he's a free agent though. Soon, no.
You know what? I'll look this up.
I'm pretty sure. I think he's a free.
He signed an extension.
Oh, he did. Okay, I didn't know if he was a free agent this year or next year. But I know I forgot I had read somewhere that he did sign an extension. You're right. But I know Soto. So I've been hearing. The on X marks the spot or twatter or whatever the hell
he is up for a contract this year.
Musgrove?
Soto.
But there are a lot of Mets fans that were throwing out potential trades. Oh, let's trade Brett Beatty, Mark Vientos, Kevin Parada to the Padres for Juan Soto. I'm like, you make that deal. That is one of the stupidest things you could ever do. Because you're giving away three-fourths of your revamped minor leagues for what? A guy that may or may not sign? No, I'm not willing to risk the future for that. Because the simple reason is, believe it or not, since the Jets have been a joke, I've watched a few Met games. These new Met babies, as they're being nicknamed, they're starting to come together. They're starting to gel. Vientos is starting to hit. He hit his ninth today. Alvarez is coming along. You know, Beatty, he's still lying, and he still needs to change some shit. But if this is the future, and that kid down in Double A, Drew Gilbert? Stuff. Man, Houston must be kicking themselves for letting him walk away.
Okay, so I'm looking at this. So I guess would it be, it would be, if it was 24, if it's free agency, it would be next year. So they have one more year, but they're still, they're probably going to trade all these players that are, that have contracts coming up in 24.
Well, I'm assuming one of two things is going to happen. Either Soto's going to get traded in the offseason, or he's going to go at the deadline. One or the other is going to happen.
Soto's a free agent this year.
Well, you say, well, no, he's not this year. I think, isn't it next year?
Hold on, I'll pull it up. One
I think,
Soto.
I
25.
Think
he's got 2 years. He's got 2 years.
So I'm assuming they're going to, well, he's going to be a free agent after next season. So for the 2025 season. So the Padres are going to either trade him at the deadline next year, or they're going to trade him in the offseason.
All right, so I guess that means if they're a free agent in 2024, that means they're a free agent at the end of this season.
No, if they're a free agent for 2024, that means at the end of the 2024 season, they'll be free agents.
Okay,
so here's
what we got. Snell is next year.
Snell is gone as of this year.
He's not coming back. They're going to trade him.
No, well, he's gonna be gone. But you're right, guys.
Free agency in 24. These are all free agencies in 24. So Snell, Drew Paravis.
Peraza. I know
Peraza,
you're talking.
Yeah.
About.
Okay. 20.
Soto.
Hold on. Hader.
Josh Hader.
Hader.
You know what? As a Mets fan, I would not mind having him set up for Edwin. I wouldn't mind that.
Dick Mountain.
Well, he's going to retire. I have a feeling he's going to retire after the end of this year. He's what, 44 years old now?
42, 43.
That was close.
Lucas Garcia.
Don't know him.
He's a bullpen guy. Jingming Choi.
Oh, that's the free agent they signed from Japan a couple years ago.
Yep.
They might keep him because he likes it. He says he likes San Diego.
Gary Sanchez.
Sanchez is gonna. They're gonna. You know what? They can get him on the cheap. They can. They'll probably.
Well, they claimed him. So.
Yeah. So they could get him on the cheap.
Probably also gonna get tossed. He's in 25. Is Lugo and Soto's 25.
Lugo, I wouldn't be surprised if Lugo gets moved in the offseason. I wouldn't be shocked. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Mets don't take another shot at him for the pen. I would take him back.
Waka's 27. I can see them dropping Waka.
Waka probably will go back to Tampa Bay.
Or come back to the Mets.
No, I don't want him back. I don't want him back.
Yeah. So right now the biggest – and, I mean, you can see all this so you can get Soto for an extension. But the question is how much of a cancer was he in the locker room?
Well, you got to look at it this way. He turned down a $400 million contract from the Nationals. So he's going to want over $400 million to come.
The question is we don't know if that was due to the money or due to the fact that they weren't winning.
Yeah, that's a tough call with Soto. Soto's one of those players that you don't know if the off the field, you know, jibber jabber in the locker room caused him to leave Washington. And if that's what's causing issues in San Diego, nobody knows because nobody's going to come out and say it.
No, that's like saying Pete Alonso's a cancer,
which is a load of horse shit.
That's like the same thing. It's like saying that when it's like you don't know how legit if that is true. You don't know how legit that is. And hello, Ryan.
Hello, guys.
What's up, Ry?
Welcome back. I was showing John. I got a new sound. He knows about the new intro. I showed him that, but I got some sound drops that sound familiar.
Yeah, get all these.
Right. You said that already. And oh wait, there's a. Oh my God!
Troll 2 reference, very cool.
Ryan, you like this?
Gay.
Hey.
Oh,
Canadians are weird.
Canadians.
And then my, where is it? No, I want emotion. No, it's not. God damn it, I had a community drop in here. Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Is Dr. Ken going gay?
That's not the community drop, though. I got
that is. That's
surprise, motherfucker.
Disguise, motherfucker.
Some fries, motherfucker. Disguise, motherfucker.
All right, motherfucker.
Hell no.
All I'm saying,
I don't see
because,
it.
And every...
Oh, God. Oh, well,
oh,
this is one.
Hell no.
Wait, did you not know that the Dr. Ken gay is a community doll?
Oh, no, I know that, but, oh, here we go.
My emotions! My emotions!
Whoever could you be speaking of?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Troy's Hi, welcome to left. Chili's.
Stop tripping over yourself, man.
No, we were talking about the Padres, though, Rye, that they're going to be cutting about close to $53 million in salary.
Buy or sell. Buy or sell. Buy or sell.
Oof, baboof.
They want to go from 253 to 200. Because clearly, you know, having a loaded roster doesn't mean shit, right? Yeah, speaking from experience.
Yeah, right?
Correct. No.
I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, the only ones that I think the only two players that I could safely say I think are not going to be Padres very long is Snell and Soto. I think those two are definitely going to be gone.
They're going to try to get Soto.
I mean, you got to think Soto's going to cost you a lot of money, though. You're talking
Again,
about 40, yeah. 40, you're talking about 43 to 45 million a year for him. Excuse me.
Jesus.
Fucking animal.
Ooga booga, bitch. But no, I mean, he's going to cost you a lot of money. So why if they're trying to shed, why would they sign one player all that money?
I don't know. That's, why would you spend the money on Shohei?
Prize, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we all know Shohei's going to be – he's not coming back to L.A., or at least the Angels anyway. I mean, and I have a feeling Trout's on his way out, too.
Trout already said that he's willing to drop his no trade if it's to the right team, a.k.a. the Phillies.
You know what? We said this before. I don't know if the Phillies can afford him, though.
The welcome unless, to Chili.
Unless they trade, they're going to have to trade some heavy contracts away to get him there.
Well, yeah. I mean, we know this. It's going to be a pretty penny, especially for a 10-year contract.
Sure.
Especially, I think the one player, I think we said it too, the one player I think that would be the odd man out would be Realmuto, because he makes the most. And they can bring up a minor league catcher to replace him. So... that would free up. I forget how much JT's making. I think he's making over 100 mil, I think.
No. Well, not what? For his entire contract?
Well, no, what's remaining? I think he's got 3 years remaining, I think. I think he signed a 5-year deal. I think he's got three or four more years left on the contract, I think. But
here we go. Hold on. Unless he signed an extension, he might be a free. Where are you? Where's your contract, JT? Nails.
Where the fuck? Nails! Where the hell is your contract?
Okay, Vince, calm down. You fired a bunch of people.
If I was going to do Vince's voice, I got to go a little more bass.
You fired enough people this way, Vince.
God damn it. Go and kiss my ass.
And then I signed Jade Cargill.
Looks great by your name. That's the women I like. I'm not going to finish that.
Please don't.
He's got two more years.
So he's got two more years, but so
he's a free agent in 26.
So, but so he would be. I think he would be the odd man out on the totem pole because they're not going to get rid of Turner because they signed Turner to that big ass extension. Bryce, there, you're not giving him up. Well, you are going to save money because Nola's gone after this year.
Yeah, and they already announced Nola is in line to start the what is it called? He's already in line to start game one or two.
Is it the LCS he's going to be here or in the division series?
No, wild card.
The wild card game, okay.
Yeah, because the fucking Braves ran away with that division.
Yeah, so.
So the Phillies are going to play whoever's third as of right now, which looks
I think Milwaukee, I think it's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Milwaukee by a fucking... by a long shot.
Yeah, I've already made my decision. I'm going to root for Milwaukee in the postseason because I want to see them kick the crap out of everybody.
Still going with the Cubs.
You know what? I was wrong. I didn't think the Cubs were going to make it to the playoffs this year.
They haven't clinched yet.
But I don't think if they do make the playoffs,
as of right now, they're a game ahead of Miami. So they need the Mets to help them out.
And the Mets beat the crap out of the Marlins in the first game today,
11-2. And it's two up right now in the fifth.
You know what? But
The Cubs are beating Atlanta, so that's good. They can go up three games. They can go up in a three game swing or two game swing.
Because this is the last couple of games of the season, no?
Yeah, it's the last week.
Yeah, Sunday's the final game of the season.
Yep.
So.
Oh. I do have some interesting football news that I know Christian won't really care about, but Ryan, get back on real quick.
Yeah. Suck my dick, Chicago.
Like you didn't see that coming.
So there's news with The Rock has come out and has announced that the XFL and the USFL are going to merge.
Interesting.
To create one spring league.
USFXL.
USXF or UXFL.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. No, you said FL. Like you added the FL to it.
Oh.
Now.
Close enough.
So what it looks like is we're going to get possibly... So they're saying both leagues currently have 8 teams in a 10-game regular season.
So we're going to have 16 teams.
And probably a 12-game regular season.
Interesting. 12,
13-game regular season. I'm perfectly fine with that. Have a 16-team league. Give the team – the big thing is make sure the USFL fucking has their teams in their own stadium.
Yeah, well, that would make sense.
Don't have the Jersey Generals playing in freaking Canton, Ohio.
The Jersey
have
Generals, aka,
or the Jersey, as was known back in the XFL day, the New York Mob.
Yeah,
bro. But you know what? Maybe dust off some of the. Maybe go out and you want to do it. Fund the dead team. And go and find the
Hitmen. Bring the Hitmen back.
Well, not even that. Like, yeah, that's what it was. It was the Hitmen, not the Mob. Mob was the slam ball team.
Yeah, New York, New Jersey Hitmen.
Well, no. And then there's another 8 teams that are still down, that have been shut down officially, that you can go and grab and use them. And I guarantee you they would make some big. And go back and find the falafel teams. and make a 32, make close to a 24-team league for the spread.
Yeah, because I was wondering if you're going to bring up the falafel again.
But you know what that does, though? That brings back teams from San Antonio. That brings teams back from San Diego. That brings teams back from Miami. That brings, like, that brings Birmingham back into it. Well, I mean, Birmingham already had a team, but, like, you bring the Alabama games back, like, that type of shit.
Look, I think we need to demote the Broncos and promote the Battlehawks.
I agree with that.
You're not wrong.
You know what? Very WWE of you. Loser leaves. No, 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 no. Next week, we're going to have a loser leaves town match. Because it's the Broncos versus the Bears.
Oh, God.
Dude, that was such a good video.
You saw that, too?
I did.
What video is this?
It's the roll call. It's like, listen, surprisingly, you were a lot worse than the Broncos, and they got put 70 on them. But wait, I got an idea. The loser has to go to the XFL. We play next week. How very WWE of you, a loser leaves town match.
I sent a clip to Christian. I don't know if he'll bring it up. It's like Homer inherits a football team. He thought he was inheriting the Dallas Cowboys, and he gets the Denver Broncos. And he goes, what's wrong with Marge? Goes, what's wrong with owning the Broncos? Oh, you just don't understand football. And they're like dropping passes and getting hit in the head. That's hysterical.
Did we lose John?
No, I'm still here.
Ryan, you there?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Is Ryan muted?
I'm not muted.
No.
Huh. I don't know. What the hell happened?
It's Skype being shitty again. What else do you expect?
Oh. Okay, that was weird. Say that again, because I lost connection, period.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. I was about to type in going, I can hear you. Now I can.
Can you hear me now?
But for some reason, it just... Good!
That's an outdated reference.
How about now? How about now?
Great.
Now. It's fucking Decimal Cold by Sybil. What were you saying? Sorry.
I wasn't saying anything. John?
No, John. What were you saying?
I don't know what I was. What was I saying? I don't know. Oh, it was a Simpsons joke about the Broncos.
Oh.
Homer thought he inherited the Cowboys, but instead he inherited the Broncos, and he was very upset about it. It's a video clip. It doesn't really make sense. It doesn't sound good on
the
radio.
No, I know what you're talking about. So we had that, and the other interesting thing is right after the Super Bowl next year, as much as the XFL and USFL are merging, we are getting the Arena Football League back. The AFL is back with new 16 teams and a 10-game regular season schedule. I'm down.
All right, that's cool.
Interesting.
I mean, arena football is a completely different style of a game, and it's fun. It's literally like high-paced roll. It's like rollerball.
Can we get the lingerie football league back?
Yes! Yes, because those bitches hit hard! I'm sorry. Score a touchdown, get twerked on. Fuck you, bitch! And by the way, hello, Christian.
Dynamite drop in, Monty.
Hello, friend. That's a bold thread of cotton.
It worked out for him.
Christian, have you ever watched any of those?
Any of what?
The Lingerie Football League.
Man, what you think? Of course.
Dude, I remember saying that on this show when Chris was like, oh, that's sexist. And I go, bullshit, that's sexist. These women beat the shit out of each other.
It's not sexist, it's sexy, but...
I'm sorry. Literally, I saw there was one, a woman scored a touchdown. went over to the sideline, grabbed two beers, and stone cold them in the middle of the freaking field.
I think I remember that.
And there's a girl you bring home to mother.
And they make a shit. They made a shit ton of money because they're all models too.
Was it Trish Stratus an NFL girl or
yep.
a lingerie girl?
She started it from. She was from the beginning.
You that Christian?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna go see her in New York in next month?
Oh God, I'll try.
Trish is gonna be at the big event. I sent that to him.
Oh, okay.
He's like, oh boy. This is your can't. This is your chance, man. She's in your area, man. Don't miss
That's
her.
True. That's very true.
She doesn't do many appearances.
That's very true.
And this would be your chance to touch that.
You're not wrong.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I being too sexist?
Wait. They're still around?
Oh.
They're now called the X-League.
Who is?
The Lingerie Football League is now called the X-League.
Nice.
Excellente.
Guess who the owner is?
Billy Cork.
Mark.
No.
Mark Cuban.
No.
Mark Ruffalo.
No, it is a football player.
Herschel Walker?
No. With how these women hit, it should be, but no. I'll give you a hint. It usually follows by the Bears.
Ditka?
Yep, Ditka.
Well, it's appropriate. Chicks, X, Ditka.
Oh, that was a stretch.
It still works, though.
What the hell happened?
What? Oh, you got dropped off?
Yeah.
It's been happening to us tonight, too.
Oh, okay.
Skype's being weird today, I can tell.
Skype's on the rag, I guess.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to comment with one thing.
Jesus!
Yeah, so they're actually still a thing, the X-League. So current teams, you have the Arizona Red Devils, the Atlanta Empire, the Austin Sound, the Chicago Blitz, the Denver Rush, which is probably better than the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Force, followed by a Taylor Swift song, the LA Black Storm. Why's it got to be black?
Yeah, why I gotta be black?
It would be better if it was the Black Mamba.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the Seattle Thunder. Like a light drizzle. Bruh. Okay, so here's some of the old team names. Wow. Some of these old team names are hilarious. The Nashville Knights. Omaha Red Devils, why Omaha? Like, that makes no sense. All right. The Atlanta Stream. The Austin Acoustics. The Baltimore. What was that?
They weren't amplified with silicone tits.
And they played in the Heeb Center, HEB.
Oh, God.
I'm not touching that. I'm going to leave that right by the side of the road.
The jokes write themselves.
I say nothing. I say nothing.
The Chicago Bliss. The Cleveland Crush. The Green Bay Chill. The Las Vegas Sin.
That's
See, this should be flip-flop, because then you have the other Los Angeles team that used to be called the L.A. Temptations. It should be L.A. Sin and the Vegas Temptations. That sounds better, doesn't it?
It does.
It does roll a little better than...
Wait a minute. How does this make any sense? The New York Magistrate playing out of Reading, Pennsylvania. The Philly Passion out of Trenton, New Jersey. You know, just Philly.
Yeah.
The Toronto Triumph. I guess they got rid of them because it sounded too much like Trump. I'm here all night, people.
Tip your waitress. Try the veal.
There was a lingerie Australian league. Oh God. There's some the Canada league. I'm done. The Regina Rage. I have nothing there. I have nothing for you there.
I got nothing.
I also have nothing.
Christian, anything? Regina Rage, really?
I'm keeping my black ass mouth shut.
You knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing.
Mm-hmm. Regina.
Oh, they have a San Francisco one.
Oh,
please,
God.
What's it called? The 69ers?
That would have been perfect. No, the San Francisco Seduction. Close enough.
Oh, God.
The 69ers. That just needs to be a shirt now.
Surprised they didn't have a team in New York called the Nassau Knockers.
The Washington Warriors. The St. Louis Saints. That's probably like the most tame one out of all this.
They were recruiting them bitches from East St. Louis.
The Minnesota. Oh, Ryan, you might like this one because you know how the Vikings were in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, what's the women version of a Viking? Valkyrie, Minnesota Valkyrie.
Like it.
That's
I like
bad.
That. That's a
not
good
bad.
Team.
Yeah, that's cool.
And they played in the Target Center. The freaking basketball stadium?
Yeah.
So I actually really like that. And yeah, so the current teams, though, is Atlanta. Where the fuck is this even being played? I've never even thought this was – I thought this was gone.
Apparently not. Who knew Coach Ditka owned it?
So they're not doing one this year. They're coming back next year. So they're going to do a 2024 season. And they're going to be called the Extreme Football League. Oh, get ready for YouTube to go ablaze. But you know.
Yeah.
But you know. Women's football, no one cares about. Literally, okay, people, if you're going to get butthurt over this, no pun intended, we want also them to make a basketball league, and we really want a team called the San Francisco Fairies.
I'm just going to say, if they ever make a real basketball league, we're forming a team.
Yes, we are.
How to speak San Franciscan. Vagina.
Oh, come on. That's not a gay joke. That's an Australian joke. Oh.
Hi, you guys.
Who's gonna be our squeak, though?
You?
No,
it ain't gonna be my ass, motherfucker.
If you gotta ask who's squeak, then you're squeak.
Bitch, get your ass in the dresser drawer.
Wake up, Victor, my new best friend.
Are we going to the zoo? Oh, God damn it.
I love that movie.
Anyway. Oh, shit. Oh, crap baskets.
Okay.
If people have watched Dragon Ball Z Abridged, they understand that joke.
I have it, so I don't get the joke.
So, all right. Christian, will you be watching the Extreme Football League?
So that's why
they merged the XFL.
Yeah, there may be a possibility. I can't make any promises or guarantees.
This thing has been around for 14 years.
That's crazy.
Christian, if they asked you to commentate on that, you'd do it in a heartbeat.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't do the lingerie football league?
Oh, the lingerie? Absolutely. I'm not commentating. Never mind.
You're commentating. You're probably committing a felony too.
Amen. All I got to say is out of everything, that's a technical foul. And then all you hear in the telecast is, you can't do that on national TV, the fuck I can.
I'm on the radio. They can't see me.
What sounds like a whirly dervish? Oh, you really don't want me to answer that. Just... Why does it sound like a propeller for a helicopter going on in the background?
I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. And for some fucking reason, they're speaking Vietnamese.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not figured out, there's not a lot of news.
No, sir.
There's some football news, but not really anything that important.
Yeah, let me commentate. Yeah, let me commentate the lingerie league. You hear me doing something like that, yeah, you'll hear a Black Lives Matter.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, the show must...
Can someone put me out because I'm on fire?
The halftime show is brought to you.
Gotcha, bitch!
The halftime show is brought to you by Vaseline.
Mm-hmm. Where's the Super Bowl held in Vegas? The halftime show's a bunch of pole dancers?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you didn't hear who's doing a halftime show?
Usher, and he's bringing pole dancers.
That's right, as he should.
Listen, as long as he does not play the song Confessions, we're good.
Don't you be disrespectful.
Uh-oh.
I love Usher, but you damn well know if he plays Confessions in Las Vegas, it's a little too on the nose.
He's not wrong.
That's what I said.
And if he doesn't have Little John and Ludacris with him, it's a travesty.
Yeah, that's true, too. You're not wrong.
They're not wrong there.
If he plays Confessions or Nice and Slow, there will be full-on penetration in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on who you're betting on, because at that time, you might be royally fucked. It is Vegas. They just got to make sure they test. Jimmy G better pray to God the Bunny Ranch is open.
Hey, don't let me be out there. He start playing Confessions. I'm taking my black ass to a brothel.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember, at one point, they were all 17. Wait, what?
Hey, yo.
Fucking dodgeball.
This show is brought to you by Clap Cleats.
Literally.
This portion of the show.
Dummy. Yeah.
At least in the states where 17 is the age of consent.
You know, that's just a gray area. It's a map protection. Some assembly. It's a map puzzle. Some assembly required.
We're all going to hell.
Too late! Already there! Just tip the bus driver before you jump out.
Oh, shit.
God, the show is so much more... It's so much more fun now. I got to
rise, motherfucker.
Exactly.
All rise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Hey, Ryan.
I am a man!
Oh, so on a completely different note, let's get into the college football news. And Michigan State officially fired Tucker for a sexual harassment investigation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on a completely different note.
All right, why do I hear an echo?
That's Ryan.
Damn it, Ryan.
That's a sound box. I was going to say, that's a sound box. Not to be confused with a squeeze box.
Hey.
That's a good song. Don't say that.
Yo.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, who are you talking about exactly? Oh, God damn it. All right, Colorado. So, quick thing is, it looks like Shiloh Sanders is going to be out for the USC game.
Oh, that's tough. Because he's their enforcer in the back end where, you know, you have Trevor Woods. He, you know, he's almost like an additional corner. But, you know, Shiloh's become the heart and soul of their defense.
Yeah, he's game time as of right now. They haven't made they classified him as game time.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't know until the game till noon,
mm-hmm.
Eastern. But I bet you he won't play.
Mm-hmm.
Question is what does Shador do?
I mean, he's gonna. I'll elaborate on it more when we do picks, but
yeah,
he's gonna be able to push the ball up the field because I think this is gonna be a shootout. I think you know USC is gonna put points up, but Colorado, they have to be able to match USC point for point. I think that's the only way that they're going to have a chance in this game. If they don't do that, they're going to be in trouble. I think if, let's say, USC gets the ball and they march down the field, first, Colorado has to match that intensity or else it's going to be a long day. Because you saw how Oregon was able to get up on them early on, and they never looked back. What did they do? After one touchdown, they just kept piling it on and piling it on and piling it on.
Yeah, it's kind of like a team out in Miami.
Oh, trust me, we going to get into that because that was a 70-piece chicken wing dinner with extra sauce. Because I got something to say about that.
Will it make as much sense as Kaepernick writing a letter to the Jets?
You know what? Can I elaborate on that real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Because we're just bouncing back and forth between news.
Because, honestly, look. So anyone who's listening to this who knows me knows that, you know, I applauded him for what he did by pointing out awareness and, you know, pointing out the obvious that there's, you know, a racial disparity in this country. I'm not knocking him for that. It's some of the things he's done after that. So let's look at him from a player standpoint. He's not that good of a passer. If I'm being honest here, he was Lamar Jackson before Lamar.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
You know.
He was good enough to take his team to a Super Bowl and then get smoked.
No. His defense was good enough to take him to a Super Bowl.
Well, he was able to control the game.
Bingo. He hasn't played in 7 years. He's older now. And I really had a problem with what he did. So let me explain something here. When the NFL worked him out in 2019?
Yeah, it was right before COVID.
Right. When the NFL worked him out in 2019, both he and the NFL were wrong. And I'll explain. During the NFL season, when a guy doesn't play, they usually get worked out on Tuesday during the regular season, right?
Yeah.
They were piling out Saturday. What's normally going on Saturday during the NFL season?
College football.
Not only that, NFL teams are traveling. They're getting ready for their Sunday games.
Yeah, you're going through walkthroughs.
You're going through walkthroughs. You're having team meetings. So, okay, that's where the NFL fucked it up right there, right?
Yeah.
Then the NFL only sent 24 teams to come and look at him. Last I checked, there were 32 teams in the league.
Well, didn't they also turn them down?
It wasn't even that. Not that I remember, but, you know, where Colin messed it up was changing the workout venue at the last minute. And him doing that, the equivalent of me scheduling an interview and then saying, hey, I'm not coming there. We can meet at Starbucks, or, you know, we can meet at a local coffee shop. You guys get where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he did. And that's a bad look. And look, I'm going to be completely blunt and I'm going to be completely transparent here. The reason why he's not on a team is because he's a distraction. Because the minute he does what he does again, they're going to look at that more than the actual team playing on the football field, sadly. Look, he can throw bombs and he can look like he's in great shape all he wants when there's no coverage on the field. What are you going to do during a game? And, you know, just give it up, man. You know, like, this is also the same guy in here. Let me make sure that I'm reading this right. Let me see, because I want to be able to make sure. Colin Kaepernick.
What, the letter?
Nah. Tear playing in the NFL to slavery.
Was that when he did the whole... Oh, no, it was a Netflix documentary. I thought you were going to say that was when he was about to get signed by the goddamn...
49ers?
No.
By the Ravens?
By the Ravens.
Nah, his girlfriend fucked that up.
Yeah, well, also him wearing pig socks didn't really help either.
Yeah, but his girlfriend shouldn't have gone online and took the owner of the Ravens and Ray Lewis's head and put them on the two characters in Django.
By the way, I will say this, though. Him trying to get a job in the NFL still would still be an issue right now if he didn't get paid by the NFL.
Not only that, but I also look at it as let's say I had somebody working for me, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said my company was dog shit. Then 5 years down the road, he going to try and reapply with me. Would you take him back? So,
like someone that doesn't listen asking to try to, would try to come back.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. So, look, he just needs to hang up this possibility. And to be honest with you, I don't think he'd be any better from what Zach Wilson is doing right now.
No, I get he wants to be now on the practice squad just to get himself back on a team. But you should have thought of that 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Because there were teams that were going to bring you in. And you couldn't keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Or your entourage around you couldn't keep their mouth shut.
Again, yeah. you're not wrong.
That's all I got to say about it.
Yeah, no, it's just, yeah, exactly. It is what it is. And just to clarify, if anyone doesn't know the story, Colin Kaepernick wrote a letter to Joe Douglas asking to be on the practice squad team for the New York Jets. And it didn't really matter because they just signed Trevor Siemian.
Hey, I'm not signing a guy that's been out the league for 6 and 7 years.
No. Mm-hmm. And like you said, does it really matter? He ended up being like, okay, yeah, I'll do it, but then changed the date and for no reason.
You said he changed the venue too?
Changed the venue to
the
a high school.
Minute.
At the literally the last minute. Everyone was waiting for him where? And it was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
It was at the Mercedes.
It was supposed
Mercedes.
To be at the Falcons facility, and then he changed it at the last minute.
To like a random high school that was like 5 miles or like 15 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
They had 28 teams showing up for his one interview, his one tryout, and then I think, what, 7 went to the one in Atlanta and one at the high school, and I think they were more impressed with the high school kids than they were with him.
Not good.
All right, let's talk about good old Travis Kelce.
All right. Homeboy's just fucking dragging in sixes everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, Brian, I'm sorry. Did you have any comment about the Kaepernick stuff?
No, he fucked himself. You got to deal with that.
So, all right. If you have not been on any kind of social media or television or living under a fucking rock, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are apparently an item now.
Yeah.
Or have been an item for like 6 months.
Can I just say I can't wait to hear the breakup song when it comes out in another year?
Dude, she's already putting him in song.
I said what I said.
No, I'm saying she's already putting him in songs.
Again, I said what I said.
But what's funny about this is you want to bring the casual fans in? Fine. She's double dipping on Kelce. She's banging one of the Kelces, and she's a Philly fan. Which, if you don't know, the Kelce brothers in Philly is the center. And there's a Swift team, and there's a Swift player, Swift, there too. So it's Kelce and Swift are also on the Eagles.
Oh.
That's, dude, the funniest shit is, like, I had a vision that Kelce going to hurt Swift. Like, oh, shut the fuck up. And it was the freaking, it was Kelce the center, Jalen Hurts, and Devontae Swift. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, so Travis Kelce's jerseys have jumped up in sales over 400% when Taylor Swift was in the box with Mama Kelce.
Of course.
All the Swifties, all the casual Swifties are getting their Travis Kelce jerseys.
Yep.
Okay, not her dating Travis Kelce, but is her bringing her fan base to the NFL a good thing? Hell no.
Yeah. Fuck no.
All right, I got two no's and one yes. Crossfire.
Who said yes?
Didn't you?
No.
No? Okay, why do you not think that? Go around. Why do you guys not think that?
She just annoys me.
Really, really, she annoys you, but Brittany Mahomes doesn't.
Okay, listen. I watched that quarterback special.
Uh-oh, you started
something. That quarterback
special. No, I have a bone to pick about Brittany Mahomes, so I kind of set this one up.
Yeah, you did, you asshole.
Cheers.
God, Jesus, you're such a sack of cow cum, you know that?
Hey! Don't talk about your listen, I may be the host of this show, but I am your producer.
And who hired you?
You.
I can change that in a fucking heart.
You want to go back? You want to go back to doing your editing? Have fun with that.
Oh, you so. Jesus. God, you sack of monkey nuts.
Gotcha, bitch.
Right.
Oh, you motherfucker.
So far, you've been a fucking...
Gotcha, bitch!
Been a fucking... A cock?
He's done the trifecta of monkey shit.
this deserves that.
Holy shit! We'll always love you, I can't... Can't fucking do this shit.
Oh, God. Anyway, Christian...
That's his purse. He don't know you.
Oh, he left.
He left. Christian left.
Get your ass back in here.
Did he? Oh, seriously. He fucking left.
Fucking a cow cum, you.
Get your ass
back. You're jizz mopper.
That's some Class A chode wrangling right there, buddy.
I literally just wrote, bitch, you gotta make your picks. Get the fuck back in here.
Fucking ran Christian off.
I can say something right now, but I can't.
We're antique. Like,
you pissed him off. Fucking...
No, did Skype actually, I wonder if Skype actually failed.
You pack of monkey nuts.
Pack of monkey nuts.
All right, go over what he was saying. Why do you guys not like Taylor Swift being what her fans bringing into?
Well,
because these are casual fans that are only going to spike sales for one franchise.
Exactly.
But, But if they're always going to be watching,
but they're not.
No, but they're going to be watching. But they're going to be watching her be in there at any game. Like they're going to be in New York this week.
Well,
yeah,
you know what?
Do you think these fans give a fuck about New York, or do you think they give a fuck about Travis Kelce and the fucking?
But if they're going to watch, but what I'm saying is, if they're going to watch,
they're going to watch cheer on Tay Tay's boyfriend and see if she's at the game. They're not going to watch.
And it's going to, but it's going to spike
every game.
Spike ratings.
What is it, Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to spike every fucking Kansas City game. That's what it's going to do.
And you know what's going to happen is if, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
It's only going to spike the fucking viewership for whatever game KC's playing that night.
Right. And here's the thing. And if the team somehow decides all of a sudden starts getting bad, they're going to they're going to turn on blame her for it.
They're never going to be – as of right now, also, too, they're calling for another fucking Super Bowl.
But I'm just saying, if went into the dumpster, they'd blame her instantly for it because she'd be the easiest scapegoat for it. You can't tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, there he is. Welcome back.
Yeah, I hung up. I was petty.
Oh, okay,
Christian.
There. Okay,
Christian.
There, Tom.
Christian, stop tripping, okay? Don't trip on.
Okay,
Tom.
Okay, Petty. Should I call you Tom?
No, he's tripping.
Oh, he's free falling.
He won't back down.
No. He has to stand his ground.
You can line him up at the gates of hell. He won't back down.
All right. Anyway, Christian, go ahead and finish what you were saying about Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, God. I see why people kind of get annoyed with her, but kind of watching her on that quarterback special on Netflix.
Yeah.
I think she's kind of misunderstood.
I think she's retarded.
You know, if anybody's paying an ass in that family,
it's his brother doing TikTok dances and
No. Didn't she get fucking like banned from games or some shit?
Because she got in trouble because her and Mahomes' father during one of the playoff games literally took like 3 bottles of champagne and was spraying them on the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Former New York Mets pitcher Pat Mahomes did something wrong?
Of course you bring it back to the Mets.
Well, he played for him. It's not like I'm telling a lie.
That's like saying, but that was like a thing. But no, but I think if you can get 10% of her audience to watch the NFL that has never watched the NFL, even if it's for Kelce, it's not a bad thing. Because those are the type of people that – the people she's bringing in are the type of people at Super Bowls that just watch the commercials.
Yeah.
So if she can bring in – and I'm not saying that it would go with the expansion to where they would all of a sudden sit around and watch, like, college football or something like that. If you can get 10% of her fan base, which is huge, to just stick around and watch football, that's a plus. That's revenue for – maybe not for the NFL, but that's revenue for everybody. I think in the short term, it's a publicity stunt. I think in the long term, depending on how it turns out, it's not a bad thing. It might be a distraction in the short term. But as a business person, I don't see where this could be a bad thing. Because you also know anyone that's a Swiftie fan is not paying $400 to go to a Kansas City Chiefs game.
Of course not.
They will if Taylor tells them to.
Exactly.
Well, that's also like
they're not even real people. They're sheeple.
It's like saying that about the beehive.
Oh, God.
Yeah. See, I'm not saying anything bad about them because they'll come after me.
Dude, screw them.
You want to open up that can of worms? You want to shake that hive? Go right ahead, Christian.
Look, I think Beyonce is the most overrated artist out there. Like, don't get me wrong. I think she's talented, but her music's just never really done it.
Makes as much sense.
She's her most talented, but she's the best of the child.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I didn't hear what he said. I didn't hear what he said.
She was most talented when she was with Destiny's Child.
Oh.
Listen. Get it right. We all know that Jay-Z had to pay royalties on using the diamond cutter symbol. That's actually no bullshit. DDP sued Jay-Z for the diamond symbol.
No shit, really?
Yeah, and EDP won his court case, and Jay-Z had to pay royalties for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't ever see him doing it anymore. That was like Jay-Z's big freaking thing back in the day, and then, nope, he stopped.
Hey, he got an album cover of him throwing up the rock sign.
Yep, and EDP sued him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that all trademarked.
Mm. Oh, yeah. WCW, sure, that shit.
Oh, yeah, they did. He got some good money out of that. He got enough that he don't have to work again.
Who, DDP?
Yep, but he does because he likes yoga. All right. Do you want to dive into college football?
Yeah.
And make our picks? But first, we got to do the rankings from the week of week 5 rankings. And boy, not a lot. A lot changed, but not a lot at the same time. So, all right, teams that have officially been dropped out of the top ranking, the top 25. Colorado, out.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA, out. And Iowa, out. You're starting at 25, number 25, entering the top 25 for the first time this year, Fresno State. Number 24, coming out of their big win against BYU, Rock Chalk Jayhawks, Kansas.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of people thought they were going to be a one-year wonder last year. Like, nah, this team is for real.
Well, let's see what Lance Leopold is doing this week.
Yep, because they play Texas.
Yep, in Texas. And not saying that it's going to be an upset, but there's definitely a look-ahead spot for this game.
Mm-hmm.
Next week's Red River.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. Number 23, Ryan, be happy because they didn't blow it again. Missouri.
I know. Fuck them.
Number 22, up 3 spots, Florida, them Gators. Number 21, up 2 spots, somehow still being over Florida after losing to them. Good old Rocky Top, Tennessee. Number 20, after getting the shit stomped out of my by Alabama, they got rolled by the tide, Ole Miss. Number 19, DJ didn't look too good in this one, but the Beavers of Oregon State. Number 18, Ryan, you're definitely going to be happy about this. Number 4-0 after winning against Temple 41-7, the U.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Number 17, after their 41-7 win over UConn, Duke. That should be an interesting because they got a big game this week. 16 up 5 spots after the win against the Beavers, Wazoo. Number 15 after their annihilation of the Pittsburgh Panthers, North Kakalaki. I need to, you know what I need to do for North Carolina? I need to put a fucking Petey Pablo drop in there for them. North Carolina.
Come on and raise,
raise up. unless you're from like the early 2000s, you have no idea what the fuck that song is, because that song was played everywhere on fucking MTV. Number 14 after their 20-6 win over Cincinnati, Boomer Sooners. Good old Oklahoma. They got Iowa State next week, so that should be fun. Number 13, down a spot after their win against Arkansas, LSU. LSU looked like shit, though, I'll say that.
Yeah, they did.
12, Roll Tide, Roll Alabama.
Yeah, they bounced back nicely the other day, but I'm still not afraid of them like I have been in years past.
Number 11, after their last second 10 players on the field touchdown, here's your trash bag, go take the L to Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's a tough loss for them. It just seemed like their offense really couldn't get much of anything going.
No, not at all. Number 10, 4-0, up a spot after the win against UCLA. Utah, number 9, after their legit ass-whooping of Colorado. Puddles is going to be jacked at the end of this year. Oregon.
I'm telling you, this year's TCU.
I still think the team that they got clustered in between this is actually better than them. We'll get to them in two spots. But number 8, the other team that I'm still looking at after their almost embarrassing, then pulled away win, down 3 spots over Arizona, USC. Number 7, the team that I think has the best chance of making the playoffs, Washington.
Yeah, they look really good this year. Michael Penix is a legit Heisman candidate.
Yep. This is almost why you need the expansion to happen this year, and if anything, to at least 12 teams, because number 6 is Penn State.
Yeah, they look good. They handled business against Iowa the other day.
Number 5, FSU. Number 4, the suck eyes of Ohio State.
Yeah.
Number 3, it's chalk Texas, 2, Michigan, 1, Georgia.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I almost wish this was 8 teams, because, dude, imagine if this was 8 teams, and if you had it starting today, USC would be playing Georgia. Michigan, Washington, Texas, Penn State. Michigan, Washington, Penn State, Texas, and Ohio State, Florida State. That would have been your playoffs for an eight-team playoff. I don't see where that's a problem. If you did 12, your fucking first round game would be, well, they think the top 4 would be Ohio, would be Florida State, Bama. That'd be your first round. That'd be your first round of the playoffs. Notre Dame, FSU, that's old school right there. Oh, I don't know who you would take here. It would be in Penn State, in Happy Valley, for a whiteout against Utah.
That would be tough. I would probably lean.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, I'm wrong. It would be in Penn. Oh, it would be in Happy Valley for a whiteout, but it'd be against Notre Dame.
Oh, that's a blue blood.
Yeah. And then Washington plays Utah, and Oregon would play USC. And Washington would be home against Utah, and USC would be home against Oregon. Bruh. Oh. Fuck that. Yeah, I can't wait till next year. Because if this is how we're going to get 12-team playoffs, I don't see where there's going to be an issue. You're going to get people bitching, but that I see nothing but entertaining football. But, all right, let's get to our picks. Last week we actually did pretty good. No 15-1, though. Our college did better than our pros, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
By the way, we all went like 9, I think, Christian, I think you and Ryan went 9-7. Me and John went 8-8.
What, in the NFL or college?
NFL, 8-8.
Yeah,
and 8.
Yeah.
You went 9-7.
Okay. Who's still in first place in the NFL?
You.
Okay.
But the last place, which is you're 2 games up on in the lead from last.
Mm-hmm.
I think second, you're a game.
Okay.
But all right, let's dive into.
What about college? Who did have the college rankings look?
I have to do the math, but I can look at. I can just look at. From here and see what we did. We kind of, most of us split. I mean, we all took Ole Miss. We all took, me and you took Kansas. We got that right. We all took Oregon State. We all took Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan's the only one that took Memphis over Mizzou. We all took Cuse. We all took Auburn except Ryan. Ryan had A&M. We all took New Mexico State and lost because Hawaii actually won.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We all were pretty much in lockstep for this, but I don't have a final total. I can do the math on that after we get off the air.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right. Ryan, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go for the first game to Tulsa. Temple is, this is a Thursday game. Temple goes into Tulsa. Tulsa's a 3.5-point favorite. Temple sucks this year. Give me Tulsa in the cover.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm taking Tulsa.
Tulsa.
All right, this has no line on it. Rutgers is home to take on Wagner. Rutgers wins.
Rutgers.
I feel bad for Wagner. Chris? Christian?
Ooh.
This is who again?
Rutgers and Wagner.
Oh, come on, man. Ain't nobody care.
Yeah, we're all taking chalk on that one. Wagner's not upsetting Rutgers. Rutgers is going to come out pissed. All right, Hawaii. We're not going to the island. We are going to Nevada. Hawaii takes on UNLV. Give me UNLV.
UNLV.
Yeah, UNLV.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
Christian,
taking UNLV.
UNLV actually looks good this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Penn State is a 27-point road favorite against Northwestern. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, I'm taking Penn State too. I just like the way they're playing ball right now. They have that duo of bats and Catron Allen and Nick Singleton and defensively, they're playing really well right now.
John?
This is who now?
Penn State and Northwestern.
No, I think I said Northwestern. I said Penn State. Penn State.
Brian?
Penn.
Okay. All right. Michigan is a 17-point road favorite against Corn, a.k.a. Nebraska.
Michigan, please.
I'm going to go to Nebraska.
You got number 2 going down. I am taking the Wolverines, but Corn covers.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a lot closer than what a lot of people are expecting. I like Michigan, but don't be surprised if Matt Rhule has his men ready to play.
Yep. I think corn usually covers, especially at home.
Yeah.
All right. Pretty much this might be the game of the weekend. Notre Dame goes into North Carolina to take on them Duke boys.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame is a 6-point favorite. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, what the fuck am I kidding? No, I'm not. Give me them Duke boys.
Duke.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Check your text.
Oh, you were calling that game. Sorry. What's your keys to the game?
I want to see how Notre Dame bounces back because their energy is going to tell me all I need to know throughout the duration of this game. I think can Notre Dame, can they establish Estime once again, Audric Estime once again, because Sam Hartman, like, I don't know what it was. Sam Hartman just didn't seem to be on the same page with his receivers. And Duke, you know, Duke is one of the more pleasant surprises in college football because what's Duke normally known as?
Basketball.
A basketball school. But, you know, the football team is establishing and making its own name. I preview this one on Saturday. Be on the lookout.
Listen, when was the last time Duke had a good team? They had a quarterback that is now on the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, Danny Dimes?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the way Clemson played, don't be shocked if Duke starts creeping itself in there to get into the ACC title game.
Wouldn't be surprised. How crazy would it be if we saw Duke, North Carolina ACC title game?
You might if someone can knock off Florida State and Louisville, because Louisville has that second spot right now.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Which, you want to talk about a fucking surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking Louisville Cardinals. All right. We got our games out of the way. Let's go into games that are going to be interesting this year. Let's go to Oregon. Not State. Or not the Ducks, but the Beavers. Utah travels into Oregon to take on DJ Uiagalelei and the Oregon State Beavers. Oregon State is a 3-point favorite. It looks like good old bad Cam Moon Rising will be playing in this game.
Yeah, but we expect some rust to come from that. I like Utah.
You think Utah is going to pull up the upset?
I do, because, you know, Utah, they're not going to say, okay, Cam, go out there and win this game for us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're going to be a control team, and this defense, they're going to just throw too many looks at DJ.
Yeah. John, who are you going to take?
Who are these teams again? You went with the nicknames. You threw me again.
Utah and Oregon State. The Utes versus the Beavers.
Give me Utah.
Ryan?
Utah.
I'm going Oregon State. Utah does not play well on the road. If this was in Utah, I would be behind this. Utah plays insanely well at home. They're almost unbeatable at home. On the road, a bit shaky. But we'll see. Next game, USC goes into Boulder with a 21.5-point favorite over Colorado.
USC.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet.
Christian?
Yeah, I like USC. I previewed this one on the site yesterday. There's a couple of things I'm looking at in this game. One, I want to see how Colorado bounces back after losing their first game of the year, which I think a lot of us expected. The next one is Caleb versus Shador. You know, you have the best quarterback in college football who is pretty much picking up where he left off last year.
And Shador has shown he can handle his own. This is going to be the best quarterback that Colorado has faced all year long. And, you know, the last thing I'm looking at, I have it written down here. Let me go to it real quick. Let me see.
And then to answer while you're looking for that, the one thing I thought was interesting is, too, is I think these games that are going to happen in the Pac-12 is going to be a big determinant on who's really going to distance themselves in the Heisman.
Yeah, and then, you know, I just want to see how the Colorado defense regroups. Now, you said earlier, you know, Shiloh might not play.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard yesterday.
That's big. Like, look, if Colorado can finish tackles, get some pressure on Caleb, and not blow coverages or gap assignments, I think they'll be in good shape.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not taking Colorado, USC. I like USC in this. All right. Now it's time to go to the Bluegrass State, where Florida is a one-point road dog against Kentucky. Give me Kentucky. As much as Florida's doing good, this is a home game for Kentucky. Give me KU. Or give me Kent.
Yeah, I'm taking Kentucky as well.
Kentucky.
Yeah. I think we just doomed them to lose.
We just swept it. So, yeah, that means congratulations, Florida. All right. This is not a rivalry game, but boy, it sure acts like one. Clemson is a 6.5-point favorite going to the Carrier Dome against Cuse. I'm not hitting the music again, but I always like this. Give me the Orange Men. Give me Cuse.
I'm with you. I'm taking Syracuse. They always play Clemson tough.
John, who are you taking?
I said I already told my pick. I'm going with you guys.
Oh, okay. Ryan.
Juice.
The juice is loose, baby. All right. And speaking of the juice is loose, probably one of the biggest SEC rival games, the original rival game, UGA, is going to go into Jordan O'Hare as a 14-point favorite against the Auburn Tigers. Georgia Auburn. Christian, who are you taking?
I like Georgia in this one. You know, Carson Beck, he'll be in cruise control in this game. There's nobody on Auburn that has an answer for Brock Bowers. And I just don't see Auburn being physical enough to limit this ground game. So to beat Georgia, you got to establish yourself at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. I just don't think Auburn has enough to do that.
John?
This is a tough one.
Surprisingly, you're not wrong, because there's actually a big stat that I don't think Christian's heard about this game, about Georgia, period, that actually makes this game a lot closer than people think.
I'm going to go with Georgia.
Okay, and I'll do it after Ryan's pick.
Yeah, I'm going with Georgia.
Okay, so I'm going to go Georgia also, but not for the reason you think. This game is going to be determined in the first half. Georgia in the first half is plus 106 point differential. In the last three games, they are -3 in the second half, which means they get out to a huge lead and they have not been tested past halftime. So the question is can Auburn hold them to the first half? Can they hold them within like 7 in the first half? Because if they can Auburn at home close the game out? That's going to be where the game really is.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that set?
I didn't.
Yeah, that it's interesting because everyone's like, oh, well, this, it's like, there's a lot of, there's a key factor to this that could make this game very interesting because Georgia hasn't been tested in the second half. I mean, why would they? They've been playing cupcakes. Except for South Carolina, they've been playing cupcakes. So, it is what it is.
That it is.
But speaking of is what it is, the Jayhawks of Kansas go into Texas, and Texas is a 16.5 point favorite.
Texas.
You got Texas?
Texas.
Yeah.
Christian?
I like Texas in this one, but they can't take Kansas too lightly. Don't look ahead, because the Red River rivalry still goes on after this week.
All right.
LIVIN.
Yeah, I'm gonna back Professor McConaughey in Texas, but Kansas covers. Texas won't win by 16. I think they fall and they look and they get caught napping. All right, LSU is a 2.5 point favorite going in to Ole Miss. Give me LSU.
LSU.
Give me Ole Miss.
Yeah, I like LSU as well.
You guys are gonna look so stupid next week.
You're going to look so stupid. They're looking for soldiers.
Right. They're not looking for clowns.
Hey.
My emotions.
Emotional damage.
So this game is interesting because you wouldn't think this game should be on this list, but West Virginia goes into TCU. TCU's a 12.5 point favorite. Both teams are 3-1.
I'm going to go TCU.
This is who?
TCU in West Virginia. It's in Texas.
Oh, I'm going to go TCU. I think if this game were in Morgantown, yeah, I'd probably be leaning toward the Mountaineers. But, yeah, I think TCU grinds this game out.
Brian?
TCU.
TCU, but West Virginia covers. This game turns into a – this game is like a 10-point win. For them. Bama is a 14.5 point favorite over Mississippi State. Yeah. If this was any other team, I would say maybe, but roll tide.
Yeah, Alabama wins.
And finally, Mizzou takes on Vandy. Mizzou is a 14.5 point going into Vandy. Christian, who are you taking?
I'm going to go... I'll go Missouri.
I'm going to go Missouri, too.
Brian, I don't know how to ask you.
Yeah, you don't ask.
But I'm actually backing you on this.
Really?
I think Vandy is going to pull this out because right now Mizzou has let every team back in. They have not fully closed out a game. And I think if they get held up, I think Vandy wins this by 3. Last second field goal, I think Vandy pulls this out. And that's the picks for the NCAA. Now let's move on to the NFL.
Here we
okay.
go.
Okay, Christian, I have another question. Now, after last week's Jets performance, do you give Zach another try or do you say you're benched? I've been curious to ask you this all week since the game, so...
I think you give him one more try, and if you don't get any type of production from him, you bench him. I mean, look, let's face it. The Jets season kind of, it's taken a turn that I don't think they expected. When Aaron went down, things took a turn for the worse, unfortunately. They weren't expecting this. You couldn't predict that was going to happen. I can tell you right now, they probably beat 2-1 coming into week 4. And this was the game I was really looking forward to. I was actually supposed to be at this one.
What, the Jets-Patriots game?
Nah, the Jets-Chiefs. The one
or
that's
Jets
upcoming. Chief. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was going to be Mahomes and Rodgers, and, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because have you guys realized that every time Mahomes and Rodgers are getting ready to play one another, something happens? Like when they played the first time, they were supposed to play each other the first time.
Rodgers got hurt.
In 2019. No, Mahomes got hurt. Mahomes got hurt.
And then Rodgers got hurt last year.
No, 2021, Rodgers had COVID.
That's right.
I thought that was last year when Love came in.
That was 2021 when the Packers and Chiefs played. And then they could have met in the Super Bowl. But Mahomes held up his end of the bargain. Rodgers didn't. And then this, I'm almost certain that we're never going to get this matchup.
Unless Rodgers' prediction, like, I'm coming back in January.
Yeah.
The thing is you're giving him a half. He's going to start. He has to, because they would have already announced Boyles to start.
Right.
Or Simeon. But doesn't say anything about him being benched at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta think Boyle. From what I remember him playing, he played a short time last year, and he was not bad last year.
He was the third stringer on the Packers last year.
He wasn't terrible.
I don't even know how much he played.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, but still, anything has got to be an upgrade from old Zachy boy. I'm sorry, just watching him is like, for God's sakes, Joe Namath came out this week and said, I don't support him anymore. He needs to go.
Joe kind of needs to back off. He's embarrassed the franchise more than Zach Wilson has.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're not wrong there either.
I mean, that's why he's a recovering alcoholic. I kiss you.
You're pretty.
Makes as much sense as Aaron Rodgers on his fucking ayahuasca trips.
God.
Going into his hobbit homes, looking in complete darkness. Rodgers is a fucking strange person. No wonder he was... I wonder what the hell they taught him in California.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. But yeah, all right, before we get into our picks, we need to talk about this fucking boat race.
Yeah.
Of a game.
Oh, God.
The Miami Dolphins. Freaking 70 burger against the Denver Broncos.
This was a Madden game, for God's sakes.
10 touchdowns.
Fucking ridiculous.
10.
All right, maybe one of you guys, what's the record for touchdowns in a game, in an NFL game? Does anybody know?
12?
I don't know. That's why I'm legit asking. I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I think it's 12, because I'm thinking 84 is the scoring record.
Let me see. Let me look it up.
Christian, is that right?
I don't know, to be honest.
Let's see.
I want to say it's 84.
The Washington Redskins and the Los Angeles Raiders are tied for the most total touchdowns in a game with 10.
Then as passing maybe, but they scored 10 touchdowns last week.
So now it's I put in what is the most TDs scored in an NFL game, and it came up with the Raiders and the Rams with 10. So 10, and that's a three-way tie. But nobody's had more than 10.
10 passing, but they would most yards gained, 7,000 in a season. I mean, shit, they scored more. They went for 700-something yards last week.
It's fucking ridiculous, man.
Yeah,
even Mike White. Here we go. Total touchdowns passing in a single game is 7.
Yeah, and I remember that. Peyton Manning did that.
A bunch of teams did.
Yeah, but I remember. Oh, you're talking as a team or individually?
Most touchdown passes in a single game, 7. The Bears did it in 43. The Browns did it in 49. Eagles did it in 54. The Oilers did it twice in 61 and 62. The Giants did it in 62. Minnesota, I'm not even going to read the years anymore. Minnesota, San Diego, Denver, Philly in 2013.
Yeah, I
Denver
remember.
Denver did it in 2013. Philly did it in 2013. And New Orleans did it in 2015.
But I remember that year when Denver did it. I remember Peyton Manning just going off. Honestly, that was the best quarterback season I've ever seen from a quarterback in Peyton Manning, 2013.
And then that game, too, had the record for the most touchdowns for both teams, which was 13.
Wow.
The Giants and New Orleans.
All right, now here's a question. Now, if you're the Denver coach, what do you say to your guys at the end of that game?
Well, here's that thing. Pack your shit. Thing. We're running fucking gassers.
Everybody's getting fired.
My thing with Sean Payton is this. He was running his mouth, John, all throughout training camp, right?
Right.
Without coaches, and he said something about Nathaniel Hackett, who is now the Jets' offensive coordinator and was Denver's head coach last season. I don't remember what it was. Here, I can look it up.
Okay.
John Payton comments on Nathaniel Hackett. Let's see. What did he say? I mean, he pretty much called them a soft team last year. And Sean even said, I regret what I said because for a minute I still had my Fox hat on. Talking about when he was an analyst, but you know, he just down talked Nathaniel Hackett. But here's the thing, Sean did all that talking, and never once last year under Nathaniel Hackett did the Denver Broncos give up 70 points.
Right.
Look at what happens on Sunday. This is why I just always say, keep your mouth shut.
And all right, so I actually found it.
You better back it up.
Yep. So the most points scored in a single game is 72 points done by the Washington Redskins in 66.
Interesting.
Oh.
But I mean, it's like, I mean, in all seriousness, it's like, what do you say to your team, or do you just like, don't say anything?
I mean, you definitely have to say something because look, the Broncos are a defeated football team right now. Last year, the issue with them was their offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their defense was keeping them in games for most of it. This year, both sides of the ball have flip-flopped. Whereas, you know, the offense The offense has been pretty good. But now it's the defense that's struggling. I mean, look at their week two game against the Commanders. They're up 21-3. That's 18 points. You're supposed to close out at that point, and they didn't do it.
Right. I just could not believe it. I saw that score. When I saw it on Facebook, I'm like, okay, that's a Photoshop. That can't be real, until I looked it up, and I'm like, son of a bitch, it is real.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I said, God damn. The Jets aren't even that bad. And that's saying something. At least they made the game. At least their game was close.
No. I feel like there were other powers that made 70 points, especially with the fact that called the freaking dogs off when they had a clear chance to make the record, because they were up 70 with 8 minutes left to go in the game.
Who called him?
So, you guys want to know who's responsible for Miami?
I mean, that one or Pittsburgh?
Well, Pittsburgh's just a hard-nosed team. Get over your fucking self. They did that on their own. There's only one person on this show that believed him. Guy's fucking genius. Shut your mouth, Ron.
Okay, they're 8-8.
All right. Now, back to the Dolphins and Broncos. So scroll on TikTok. Join my evil creation.
I didn't know the devil was Russian.
Of course, comrade. Everything evil is mine. So anyways, see this video about this poor lady getting molested by my most evil creature, the bottlenose dolphin. And they CG'd it coming up out of the water and slapping her in the face with its dick. And I wanted to see it in real life. So I chose the Miami Dolphins. And I dick slapped a horse.
Well, that's an interesting way of putting it.
I'm just looking for my brick.
You shut your mouth and show me some respect.
Oh, fuck off.
That's more like it.
So you thought that would be funny to put a 70 burger on a team and then put them in therapy?
You guys are talking about it.
Yeah, but we could all also talk about Oregon putting up an 80 burger and Portland State.
And who do you think was responsible for that? This guy. Hey. Who's got two big red thumbs and fuck shit up? This guy. Hey, you really think this is below me?
Nah, but I bet you Satan does.
You know, and here's the thing. You guys know that scene in Little Nicky with very talented Harvey Keitel, please be. Yes?
Yes.
I let him sit in on one of my meetings with Dan Marino. That was true form. And now that old Dano's retired, I just want to fuck with him.
So is that the reason you made him do the Isotoners commercials?
No. That was his own choice. He's just stupid. That's why I didn't buy his soul for a Super Bowl. What am I going to do with it? Nothing.
I mean, at least it wasn't a ginger.
You had to bring up gingers, didn't you?
I mean, Andy Dalton's there. You probably
stupid. I have no control over.
Oh, so you're telling me you can't help Andy Dalton win a Super Bowl?
No. He has no soul to sell me.
All right. Well, before you go, I do have a question for you.
Yes.
When are we going to get the Redskins name back?
Soon. Very
How
soon.
Soon?
By next season.
All right. Get the hell out of here, Satan.
Maybe by the playoffs this year. Depends on how much I'm meddling.
Damn hell, ain't making the damn Super Bowl.
All right. I'm going to go back to hell.
Go back to hell. I mean, go to Texas and take Lisa with you.
Deal. Adios, fuck nachos.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Satan.
Christian, you seen the comment I put out?
Yeah,
did he just call us fuck chachos?
He just called us fuck chachos.
Look, he's going to have to see me one day.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
I don't think I've ever been called a fuck chacho.
Isn't it weird that we don't see Ryan and Satan in the same room?
Oh, it's because I'm a pagan. I don't believe in him. He's not real. His name is a place. his realm is a name. I don't believe in that shit.
Oh, what? What, hell you? His name is a school. You think I'm actually kidding? There's actually a place called Hell, Michigan, and there's a college called Hell You.
I see you, Ryan.
You don't see shit. Fuck off.
Ken, this is God.
I know, he's a disrespectful dickhead, isn't he?
God, I swear he is.
We're fucking talking to Waiter Dave over here.
So anyway, there is something that was important about that. He's saying by next year we might get the Redskins logo back and the name back. That might actually be true because a group is suing the Washington football team over the name change because they do not believe that it was insulting Native Americans. Pretty much they are suing every Karen out there that was bitching about this name.
Yeah.
Pretty much, man. I mean, cancel culture canceled an actual person. That's a real person on the helmet. It's not just a logo. It's a person.
Yep. The online petition registered over 133,000 regular signatures and then another 100,000 through strictly Native American tribes. It needs to go back to Wash. The Redskins, it needs to go back. It needs to go back to the Redskins because it feels right. It feels right to say. The Washington Commanders, whatever. Unless you're going to call them the Washington Sentinels. Like, unless you're going to make that reference.
To be honest with you, I kind of liked it when they were the Washington football team.
I mean, but that's also what they were original. That was one of the original names for them.
Yeah.
Ole, so it fit. But that's my problem, too. They also sound too much like a soccer team.
He's wiry.
He's watery.
He's wiry.
But I mean, they want to bring it back. And I love the fact that they're wanting to bring it back. Oh, it's a racial slur. Since when? And by the way, it shouldn't be the Washington football team that you're suing. It should be Reebok.
Yeah.
Ryan, it's okay. They're going to take it back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking it back.
We're taking it back.
Yeah. While you do that, just make sure you don't watch the donkey show.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to get me to say it because, you know, if you do, I will.
No. No, no, no.
I just love the fact that he did that.
The problem is that this needs to come back, and if it doesn't, it's actually very hurtful because it's like the only reason this name was changed, and we even said it on the air when they changed the name.
It had nothing to do to certain people. It had nothing to do with the stereotypes. It had nothing to do with that. But it had everything to do with the name and people bitching. But then Reebok told them they were not going to make their jerseys, and because the NFL has a monopoly on the jerseys in a contract that makes their jerseys, they're fucked.
Right.
Washington was screwed. They could not go to like Nike and get their and get jerseys made for them.
Right.
So, yeah, you're telling me this, but then what? What happened?
Crack cocaine.
And the reason they – and then the NFL or Congress refused – and also, too, what no one realizes, too, is that this wasn't an NFL issue. This was everything around Washington at that time. The name was offensive. Okay, Dan Snyder is a douche. Well, he's gone. Now Magic Johnson runs the team.
Now, question now, can the same argument can be said about the Indians too?
Yeah. Oh no, it's exactly it. The Indians can is the exact same thing. Like they shouldn't that team should be back as the Indians because it's the exact same thing. And that's where everyone makes the joke. Oh well, can we call them the Caucasians? And yes, because we can make fun of ourselves.
I prefer Saltine American.
Exactly. I want to see a NASCAR driver be run under the sponsorship of Saltines. I heard that laugh, John.
I know you did. I know where you're going with that.
I'm not finishing the joke.
I'm not either.
And
so.
And it's not even a joke. It's true. I would love to see that. Because I think it would be actually funny hearing the commentary. I mean, for Christ's sakes, they brought back the Wonder Bread NASCAR.
Now, what if we had our driver named Kyle sponsored by Monster Energy?
Monster Kyle?
And then instead of like a victory lap, he just gets out and punches a drywall.
All the steroids. Like, they're bringing back the two cars from Talladega Nights, and someone and they're driving that as a sponsorship.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the Wonder Bread car is back.
That was Cal Naughton.
What?
Cal Naughton was the Old Spice car.
Yeah, and they're bringing back the Old Spice car, too. Let me see. I'll actually pull up the article. Old Spice and Wonder Bread to roll with Stewart Haas Racing and Talladega Speedway. So Talladega is getting the Wonder Bread and the Old Spice car.
That's going to be crazy. People are going to lose their mind over that.
It's going to be hilarious.
Oh, God, I'm upside down. This is not good.
I just want to see the Wonder Bread car. That dude, that's an old. What's next? We're just gonna get the Viagra car to come back.
Dude starts running across the track, yelling, "Don't let the invisible fire burn my friend." Tony Stewart runs him down.
So here's the thing: to update it, we have the old Viagra car. Why isn't Blue Chew a NASCAR sponsorship, or even clap cleats?
Expensive as fuck to sponsor a NASCAR.
Yeah, well, tell it to Viagra. They did that for decades with Mark Martin.
So many jokes.
Yeah, it was always driven hard, you know. Make sure you cross that finish. Make sure they cross that finish line.
Oh, God.
Make sure that
In driving the broken dick car, we mean Viagra car.
Yeah.
Stop! He's already dead.
Oh shit.
Oh God, it's getting to be that late hour.
Well, yeah, the witching hour is upon us. So let's get into the NFL picks. In all honesty, the last thing I actually want to say is actually I want Christian's opinion on this, but they need to bring back – they need to stop canceling the uncancelable because it's history. You need to learn your history. The team's called the Washington Redskins. Who cares? Christian, what's your opinion on it? And then we'll move and then we'll make our picks.
Ain't nobody care.
Oh, apparently a lot of people did.
Ain't nobody care. I ain't a lot of people. I don't care.
Yeah. Breaking news. Yeah, Ronald Acuna is winning the MVP.
Yeah, because one dumbass tried to debate me online when I said it during the summer, and he's like, ah, not this again. I'm like, you dumb fuck. They give out two MVPs, one to each league.
I think right now Acuna completely in the entire lead. I think in the entire league he's the MVP. He just unlocked the 40-70 club.
Yeah, I saw.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking crazy, 40
home,
man.
40 home runs, 70 stolen bases. By the way, I have a question. What happened? They must have not really – that injury must have been ridiculously bad. But what happened to O'Neill Cruz?
He never came back.
He never came back from a broken ankle.
I'll look up and see what happened.
Was there any tears?
There
like
could have been.
Because there's no way if it was just a broken leg that he would have been out the whole season. It would not have been a season ender.
Let's see. Ruled out for 23 managers. Cruz's ankle will not be returned this season. It just says his ankle, but it doesn't say why.
If it's his ankle, I wonder if it's Achilles.
Wouldn't be out of the realm.
No. And that's terrifying. Oh, last thing, too, and then we'll get into our picks. I actually wanted Christian's opinion on this Damian Lillard trade.
Finally it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Yeah, you got rid of you had to get rid of Drew Holiday.
So here's the trade. The Bucks get Dame Lillard. The Blazers get Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton.
Ayton.
Yeah. Tomaru. How do you say his first name?
I got no idea.
It's like Toumani.
No, I got no clue.
Chiama is one of the Suns players, an unprotected 29 first rounder, and an unprotected first round pick swap. 2028-2030.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Suns received Nurkic, Grayson Allen, Little, and Keon Johnson. That pretty much, right there, that alone, the Blazers received everything that Damian Lillard's contract was.
Mm-hmm.
Does that put the Bucks in as the second best team in the East?
Who would you put ahead of them?
Boston.
Nah, I think they're better than Boston.
I mean, is Lopez back? If Brooke Lopez is back, they might be the best team. Because Lopez, Antetokounmpo and yeah, that's a deadly fucking team. The Bucks right now are officially jumped. The Bucks are the favorite to win the title, then the Nuggets, then Boston, then the Suns. That's kind of interesting. I can't believe it's almost fucking basketball season.
And hockey, too.
Hockey preseason started for hockey.
I don't get why it keeps dropping me.
I don't know. Let's get these picks in so we can head up, so we can close it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thursday night, we open up with the Packers taking on the Lions. The Lions are a 1.5-point favorite. Christian, you're reviewing it for tomorrow. What do you got?
Man, both these teams bounced back pretty nicely from week two losses. The Lions were able to shut down Bijan Robinson, and Green Bay, they had to come back from a 17-point lead to beat the Saints just by a point. This is going to be my first time seeing Jordan Love play. You know, the Packers.
Oh, God, did they kick him out again?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it says he's still here, but I think he got booted.
What the fuck, Skype?
We gotta find a better platform to do this on.
Oh, it's also the weather and shit like that. While we're waiting for him, Ryan, who are you taking?
Packers at who?
Detroit.
Give me Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going to take Detroit as well.
Did you hear anything I said?
No.
No.
Oh, what the fuck? This is the Lions and Packers, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Green Bay is going to come in with a chip on their shoulder because the Lions eliminated them from playoff contention last year. The Lions beat them twice. Both teams bounced back nicely from losing in week two. The Lions shut down Bijan Robinson, and the Packers came back from a 17-point deficit against the Saints to win that game by a point. I'm looking forward to this one. I think this is a good way to start the new week of football. I preview it about an hour tomorrow before kickoff. Be on the lookout.
Okay. John, who'd you say you were taking?
Detroit.
I'm taking Green Bay. I think Jordan Love is the real deal. I think Jordan Love will be the next
Favre.
Or Aaron Rodgers. All right, next game. We're going to Andy's Playroom, London. I might turn on ESPN Plus for this shit because they're doing a Toy Story version of this game. The Atlanta Falcons take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. Jacksonville's a 3-point favorite. It's in London. They're staying over there. Because they got back-to-back games in London. Give me the Jags.
I'm with you guys. I like Jacksonville. Atlanta's a streaky team, and they're kind of weird.
Brian?
Did we lose him now?
I'm here. I'm back.
Jags, Atlanta.
Give me the Jags.
All right. Christian, you're promoting this game. So Buffalo versus Miami. After that boat race, what's the keys to this game?
Well, I want to see if Miami can handle the physicality that the Bills are going to bring. I love what I saw from Buffalo on Sunday. Remember, I've been calling for them to play this style of football for the longest. Like, when I saw the way they were roaming to the ball and how they were just playing collectively as a unit, I smiled like a proud dad who found out his son just got
delayed
the first time.
You knew that joke was coming.
Yeah, shut up. Miami, they're the quickest team in the league. Hopefully Jalen Waddle comes back. That'll make this matchup a little more interesting. This is the one I'm really looking forward to previewing. I preview it all Friday. Be on the lookout.
Yeah. I'm taking Miami. Miami, if this hits three, I'm taking Miami in a freaking with a bullet. But I think Miami's going to win this game no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
John?
Or Miami.
Ryan?
Miami.
Christian, don't play that game. Don't play that game.
Nah, this really is. Seriously.
Yeah, I know. All right. Speaking of the loser leaves town match. Denver is a 3.5-point favorite over Chicago. Blech. This is I'd rather take a nap if this is on television. Oh, God. Can I just call this a tie?
I'll crack up if it ends like that.
Listen,
neither one of them score.
They gave up 70, but Chicago, I think, is actually worse than Denver. Give me Denver.
Denver, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Denver, unfortunately.
I'm going to be petty. I'm going to preview this one on Sunday morning. Both teams are so bad that it's almost like I want to talk about it. Be on the lookout Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
Text me your pick then.
Ain't nobody care.
I agree with that, but I need it for the contest.
All right, I got you.
All right.
I'm sending it right now. Yeah, let me know when you get it.
You're a dick. Baltimore is a 3-point dog against Cleveland. Give me the Browns.
Give me the Steamers.
Yeah, I'll take Cleveland.
I'm with you guys. I'm taking Cleveland because Baltimore, they're decimated by injuries. They're having a tough time running the ball, and I think this Cleveland defense can make it difficult for Baltimore. They'll contain Lamar Jackson. They're going to dare him to become a pocket passer.
Yeah. All right. Next game, the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee is a 2.5-point home dog in this game. Tennessee is probably one of the worst teams that I've seen lately, but this game is also there. Burrow, I mean, this game could literally be the last game of his career or of the season if he fucking ruptures his Achilles. But I'm taking Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals as well. I think this is a get-right game for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Tennessee doesn't have a secondary or a guy in the secondary that can match with Jamar Chase.
Until you see Will Levis or whoever the other guy is, I don't think
Malik
Tannehill.
Willis,
I don't think Tannehill's got a chance to make this team.
Yeah.
A playoff or Super Bowl contender, so give me Cincy. All right, the LA Rams taking on the Indianapolis Colts. This game's a pick 'em. Richardson looks like he will be playing in this game.
Wow.
So I'm taking Indy.
I'm with you, Ryan.
I'm with you, too.
I like Indianapolis. The Rams are having some problems and they're having some issues on that defensive line, on that offensive line.
And it's a clean sweep. Not even asking him. Because it's the Rams. I already know the answer. All right, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, after their wallop by Philly, go into New Orleans to take on the Saints. And they're a 3-point favorite, the Saints. Give me the Saints. Even with famous Jameis, I think they'll be fine.
Saints.
I'm with you. I'm taking the Saints. I think that defense comes alive once again. They'll force a couple of picks of Baker Mayfield. This is going to be a low-scoring, old-school, defensive, grinded-out football game. And the Saints are getting a boost. Alvin Kamara comes back on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a big thing. That backfield gets.
Yeah, because here's what's going to happen with Alvin Kamara, guys.
he's going to help open up the passing game because as a defense, you have to account for him as a receiver and a runner. He's so prolific and shifty in space. Yeah, he's going to make an impact, and whenever Derek Carr comes back, he's going to benefit from Alvin Kamara greatly.
Yep. Ryan?
What is it?
Nollins versus Tampa.
Nollins.
All right, next. The Washington Redskins, I'm still going to stick with it, is an 8-point dog against the Philly Georgia Bulldogs. The last time they played this game, it was in Philly. Philly handled them with ease. It was in Washington that Washington beat them the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Philly wins this, but they cover.
Yeah, I like the Eagles here. This could be that game. This could be that game where the Eagles kind of break out. Jalen Hurts hasn't really had that ideal passing game that he hasn't had the ideal passing game like he did early on all last year. That's because there's more film on him. This front four is going to get after him, but in the end, Philly's just going to prove to be too much.
Yeah. John?
You know who I hate to say is Filthy.
Yeah, but they're the better team right now.
Unfortunately.
Brian, are you doing the same?
Yeah, Eagles.
Fry, Eagles, fry.
That's my joke.
Yeah, well, it's almost Thanksgiving. We're a month away from, we're a month and 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving, so we need a bird to fry. The Minnesota Vikings taking on the Carolina Panthers. Minnesota's a 4-point road favorite. You got to think Minnesota's got to get one, and it's got to be against Carolina. Give me Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You're like, Minnesota, they let an opportunity slip from their hands. Because think about it. Every game they've lost this year, they've been in the game.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they lost by 3 to Tampa Bay. You lose by 6 or, what, 7 to Philly. And then you lose this one to the Chargers at home. Yeah, I think this is the day that they get their first win.
Ryan?
I'm with Christian.
Yep, Minnesota across the board. We're all kind of chalk on this one. Pittsburgh takes on Houston. Pittsburgh's a 3-point favorite going into Houston.
Give me Sixburg.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, give me Pitt.
Yeah. One thing I want to say about the Steelers, everybody wants to say Kenny Pickett's a bust. Nah, he's not a bust. They need a new offensive coordinator. And whenever I think of Steelers football, the two things that immediately come to mind, one, running the football, and two, playing physical, stingy, aggressive defense. Yeah, get Najee Harris going. That's going to open the passing attack up for Kenny Pickett. Houston's played tough, but I don't think Houston has an answer on that offensive line to limit TJ.
No, and also, first 2 weeks, they played the top five defenses in the league. So, of course he's not going to play like ridiculously well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next on here, Las Vegas goes to L.A. to take on the Chargers. No word if Jimmy G is playing in this game. He's still in concussion protocol. With that being said, give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I like the Chargers as well.
Chargers.
The Raiders, yeah, outside of Max Crosby, there's not a guy on this Raiders defense that scares me. There's not a guy on this Raiders defense that we have to circle in on before the game starts.
Ryan, go yell at him.
What?
Go yell at him. It's Vegas Chargers.
Oh, God. All right. Hold on. Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Dave's not talking to me right now.
Why? What'd you do to him?
My team beat his. And he's a sore fucking loser.
I am not a sore loser, you fucking prick.
You are. You're a sore loser. We all know you're a sore loser. You just proved you're a sore loser.
It is not a crime to bleed black and silver. Now, for this week's day. This week's day, I'm going with Raider Day!
Oh, it gets me every time.
Brian, I hate you too. Fucking cock, you're just a cock.
Motherfucker.
Full as fuck, isn't he?
Disrespectful.
The Yankees can suck my ball sack.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
I hope you choke on one.
Dude.
He doesn't have one. He ran so fast, he ripped his off.
Oh, he lost him in a thresher accident.
You don't talk about thresher.
We talk about practice. Thresher.
Okay, good.
So you're following Ritter Dave, you're taking Vegas?
Would that make you happy, Dave?
Fuck you, Ryan.
Yeah, we're going Raiders.
Oh, okay.
Yay. All right. Speaking of an asshole move. So the Dallas Cowboys are a 7-point home favorite against the New England Patriots. Give me the Cowgirls.
All right, this is who?
Cowgirls and the Patriots.
Dallas wins, but New England makes it a lot tougher than people expect.
I can see that.
Cowgirls.
Yeah, I'm going Dallas.
All right, Arizona is a 14-point road underdog against the 49ers. The 49ers.
Yeah, I like the 49ers, too.
Give me the 69ers. This game's gonna be,
69ers.
Give me the 69ers. This game's going to be a little bit...
Yeah, don't finish that statement. I know where you were going. Please don't go there.
Yep. You're taking San Francisco, John?
Yeah.
Christian.
Wait, this is who?
Frisco and the Cardinals.
Oh, I said the 49ers. Oh,
okay. Right.
You just didn't hear me.
69ers.
Yeah, well, 69ers. That needs to be a fucking
69,
shirt.
Dude.
That needs to be a shirt now. That needs to be a shirt now.
Now look what I started.
Get on that.
All right. Let's go 69ers.
We need to make like 4 or 5 shirts and make a fucking... You need to put that on wrestling tees.
For wrestling tees.
The 69ers.
Okay.
All right. Sunday night football. Oh, God. Why can't this be flexed already? The Kansas City Chiefs, maybe with Taylor Swift in the fucking audience, versus the New York Jets. The Jets are a 9.5-point home dog. It's going to be the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah, Kansas City has too much.
If this is Boyle starting or Simeon comes in at halftime, then maybe?
It might be interesting, but...
They'll cover the spread. But till then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I was thinking I was going to be able to preview this one, but lo and behold, you know?
Yeah. John, you're taking KC?
Yeah.
Brian?
It was a KC and...
The Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kansas City just has too much.
All right, and finally, the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football take on the Danny Dimes and the New York Giants. Now, this game's a pick 'em.
Whoa, which one?
Giants Seahawks.
Is it?
Monday Night Football.
You know
sorry.
Who doesn't win that game?
What?
You said you know who doesn't win that game?
The fans.
Football. The fans don't win. That's right.
Yeah.
Give me the G-men.
Yeah, I'll go with the Giants on that one.
Christian?
I like Seattle here. They have a more consistent offense than the Giants do. That's just
okay.
The fact of the reality.
No, you're right. You're right about that. All right, Ryan, who are you taking?
I guess give me the Giants.
All right, and those are our picks for this week in the NFL and NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's bring this into the station, boys.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to actually head out because I'm kind of tired. I'll
all right, plug your shit.
At DailyBlitz _61 on Twitter.
All right, and with that being yep, see you later. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, please follow us on all social media accounts under the Nerd Report Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at F and Ronnie.
At the Zombie Master.
At Stuntcock STL.
And join us back here around the week. You should be seeing a lot more content coming up, cooking. Literally, I shit you not. Food reviews, cooking shows, video games.
Who's cooking?
Yours truly.
Uh-oh.
Conspiracy theories.
And conspiracy. Well, there's a lot of shit coming down the pipe. Also, follow us on Spotify. Get all of these live on your phone the next day on Spotify under the Nerd Report. Follow and do that. YouTube.com/TheNerdReport. All that. TikTok under the Nerd Report. Instagram under the Nerd Report. Like I said, Twitter, it's all under the report. All under the same thing.
What are you going to become, the next Rachel Ronnie?
I'm Italian, so I know how to cook. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear,
go fuck yourself.
If you didn't like what you hear, I hope another team I hope a dolphin whips out his dick and slaps you in the face.
Ouch.
If you didn't like what you hear, I hope you get herpes.
Jesus Christ.
Getting dark
here.
I just want to inconvenience you for the rest of your life.
If you didn't like what you hear, tell your enemies, but always remember one or two things. One, Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid. And two, no matter how many ways you look at it, there is always one thing, and it's always the fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.
Fuck off.